This is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast, hosted by Roman Prokopchuk, bringing you all things digital marketing, tech, business, and motivation. What's stopping you from becoming relentless in all aspects of life? Are you ready to become a digital savage? Let's get into today's episode.
Hi everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 39. Watch out for several Instagram updates late 2018 and early 2019. Like every social platform, Instagram has seen major changes over time. Some of those changes benefit the user, and some benefit the platform. The layout of your profile will be changing. So some of these changes may be just tests and very subtle in terms of layouts like buttons, icons, and navigation between tabs. Instagram said the grid displaying your photos and videos won't change, but the icons above the grid could be changing to words. The words that would replace them would be grid, posts, IGTV, and tagged. Your profile picture could possibly move to the right corner, pushing your username in large font to the top of the page. It looks like your followers and following will be less prominent than before, and the number of posts you've made will no longer show at all. A side-by-side follow and message button may even be tested on profile pages, with possibly even more options being available to business pages. The statement from Instagram was, "We've been working on these changes and will test them in phases and different combinations with our community over the next several weeks. We'll continue to experiment and update the experience as we learn from your feedback." Instagram cracks down on activity it deems inauthentic. There have been many requests for Instagram to clean up fake activity, and it looks like they're finally going to start doing something about it. Things like third-party management apps that basically put your account on autopilot are one of the things to be targeted. Bots, buying followers, likes, comments, and views are all to be looked at as well. As some of the activity has to do with being signed into third-party tools, Instagram will vet the account and send the user a notification as well as prompt to change your password. Instagram is rolling out new shopping features. Users will have the option to save products to their shopping collection. Users basically will be able to create a virtual wish list. Instagram is also testing a business page redesign where a page's active products are tagged and can all be viewed by anyone visiting the page. New IGTV preview and stories. Users can now show previews to their favorite IGTV videos and their stories. When it is shared, it will link to the full IGTV video and will take visitors there. No matter what you use Instagram for, be sure to stay up to date on future changes, because many of them will have a direct impact on your behavior on Instagram. Until next time, take care.
If you're like me, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether I'm in my hometown of Ewing, New Jersey or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate except you also kind of do? The infatuation has you covered in all of these situations and many more. So if you ever need to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
This podcast has been brought to you by Nova Zora Digital. Find out how Nova Zora Digital can help your company grow online. Learn more at NovaZoraDigital.com. Until next time, all you digital savages.